Dowsing. Dowsing is a form of divination, relying on an object to harness paranormal or supernatural energy that's been used for thousands and thousands of years to search for everything from underground water and minerals to buried treasure. In the most common form of dowsing, the dowser employs a stick or rod, sometimes forked, sometimes L-shaped, called a dowsing rod or divining rod, and walks across the area in question until the rod points downward, indicating that the sought-after resource has been located. Some dowsers prefer using two rods, and they know they've got a hit when the two rods cross each other. The explanations for why dowsing works and or why it doesn't are countless, but they all generally revolve around the question of whether or not the dowser is manipulating the movement of the rod. It's more than a little fascinating that those who dismiss dowsers as frauds use the argument that, of course, the dowser is manipulating the movement of the rod, ergo, dowsing is bogus. Those who passionately embrace dowsers as legitimate use the argument that, of course, the dowser is manipulating the movement of the rod, ergo, dowsing is valid. In other words, dowsers insist that it's a combination of their own electromagnetic sensitivity to the object of their search, the involuntary hand movements that sensitivity creates, and the resulting amplified movement of the rod that makes dowsing successful. Skeptics take the position that any manipulation on the part of the dowser invalidates the whole process. And on it's gone, and continues to go today, which means that, if nothing else, there's enough substance to the subject of dowsing to keep debates about its credibility raging for more millennia than we can count.